What advice do you give to generations now coming out of school, maybe going into architectural work? What kind of advice would you give to these young people who will listen to this interview?
I have a grandson that's in his fifth year of architecture at the University of New Mexico. The thing I am anxious that he do is explore as many different possibilities as he can as a young person. I used to tell our students, the first 5 years you're out of school are as important as the 5 years you're in school. And you don't want to get pigeonholed too quickly. You want to have a broad range of experience from which you can develop your own directions. I think kids these days are probably open to that. I certainly hope so.
Tom, do you have anything to add to that advice?
I have advice that I've given to architecture students and engineers, kind of tongue-in-cheek, and this is the advice I gave my daughter, who is an intern architect now. She decided in about seventh grade that she wanted to be an architect and asked me about the profession, and I said, well, it is the most difficult education for the least amount of money and the most responsibility and the most stress of any profession that I'm aware of. But if you love it and you like doing design work, you're working with the upper 2% of society who have money, vision, creativity, and the ability to let you practice your profession. So if you want that, great. If you're looking for a job where you can make a lot of money and spend a lot of time at parties, then that's not the thing to do.
Very good.
Now, with engineers, I say it's like taking a math test every hour, and you better be right, or if you're not, you better make a mistake on the conservative side. But it is a high responsibility to design structures or electrical engineering or whatever it is so that it doesn't hurt people and hurt property. Yeah. So there's an excitement and a responsibility for that. It's very exciting to go into a building that's under construction. And for the whole time that it begins construction until the time that it ends construction, it's sort of your baby. It's your territory. You get to watch it grow from nothing, and you get the excitement of seeing you've created something from nothing, help them accomplish their vision. But it is a serious industry, and you have to be willing to do the hard work to make sure you don't make mistakes.
Talk about the seriousness of it. Mies van der Rohe also said, architecture is the battleground of the spirit. It's not a playground for either the young or the old. There's a prominent architect that I worked for in Chicago, Larry Perkins. He says the architect gets $1 million education, and it's all at the expense of the client.
That is a fact.
That's great. Well, I want to thank both of you. First of all, thank you, Tom. Why did you bring Bob's name to my attention?
Well, as you recall, we were at a library fundraising dinner. I was interested in what you were doing, and Voices of Oklahoma is a fabulous program that you're doing. And I think you asked me, is there anybody that I should interview? I immediately thought of Bob. I'm not sure exactly why, but I just think it is a great thing that we've got this recording now of some of his thoughts and some of the history of what Bob and Murray Jones and Murray brought by the high level of quality and sophistication to Tulsa. I'm proud that I was able to touch a little piece of it. One of the funny things that, as you were talking about the First National Bank Tower, I worked one summer as a draftsman for Napkin Mechanical Contractors. Bob doesn't know this, but I actually detailed the actual pipes, the links, and the welded connections on the chilled and hot water that went up into that building. So, you know, I wouldn't have had that job if he hadn't designed that building.
Wow. That's a great story.
Well, I really appreciate visiting with both of you, and I wish you well on your project, Voices of Oklahoma.
Well, it's my pleasure. This has been fun. Thank you, Bob and Tom, for this time. And it's fun to follow a man's career that meant history to our state and our town. That's great. Thank you.